All phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussions of in-committee items. I remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any other business before committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once discussion on that item has ended. Proceedings of the meetings will be audio and video recorded, except where council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphone works in a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone to the button again when it is lit up red, or you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on any issue and delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Okay. Any apologies?
Chair, with apologies for Councillors Clark, Howell, McGuinness, Kate Murphy and Tinley.
And an apology from Sinead Murphy.
Okay, thank you. Just leaving you on the chairperson's remarks for this evening. Just want to wish, hope everybody had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We started 2026 fresh, and hopefully a lot of good things come ahead. And on that note, I just want to bring a few things. I want to congratulate Dublin Team Miners for their Ulster Championship win on New Year's Day. Thank you for Councillor Clark for bringing this attention. I just want to congratulate them for that. Also, I want to send my congratulations to St. Monica's Boxing Club in Uri on their 10-year anniversary, which was brought to my attention by Councillor Kearns. Also, I'd like to express my condolences to the family of Bill Donnelly, who sadly passed away. Bill was a member of the leisure facility staff and council. He just passed away before Christmas there, so I would like to send my condolences to his family. Moving on, the Chairperson Civic Awards were announced this month, and I just want to encourage as many councillors as possible to nominate individuals within their own community. We've actually opened it up to the public as well, so we want to be more inclusive, more representative of the people that work within Uri Morden Downs Council who volunteer and who provide so much to their communities, sometimes under the radar, not seeking or willing any recognition, but deserving of that. So I would like to encourage as many people as possible to nominate and put individuals forward who are deserving of these awards. So,
can I make a comment on that?
No, nobody can say the chairperson's remark. But thank you. Two items, declarations of interest? No? Item number three, action sheet arrives from council meeting held on the. Right, excuse me. 1st of December, waiting for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5. Who's there a seconder? Who's there a seconder? Who's by Councillor Hardy? Seconded? Councillor Bowsey. Okay, moving on to any matters arising? Okay, moving on to item number 4 on the agenda. Meeting, special council meeting held on the 24th of. Sorry, council meeting on the 1st, sorry. That's been held on the 1st of December. So reading through for accuracy, pages 1, pages 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18, 19, 20. Can I have a proposal in a seconder, please? Councillor O'Hara, seconder? Mr. Kearns, any matters arising? Okay. Moving on to item number 5, minutes of special council meeting held on the 24th of November 2025. Going through for accuracy. Page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Can I propose a seconder, please? Mr. Riley?
I'll propose.
Seconder? Mr. Lee Sardiner, any matters arising?
Yeah, Chairman. We also had a special meeting with Road Service back in October, I think it was, or September, and they still have not, NI Water have replied to councillors' concerns. Road Service still haven't. I think that's desperate bad that they couldn't take the time to reply to councillors' questions. Thank you.
Councillors, Sarah has actually emailed Road Service again, Dave. I'd ask for them to respond, so we'll follow that again tomorrow.
Enough. Councillor Rennett? Councillor Devlin?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I know in the special council meeting there was reference. My contribution, I think, is Marguerite Park is mentioned the whole way through it, and probably sounds a wee bit pedantic. Could we maybe change that just to the wider Marguerite area is what I was referring to, because it affects the whole area, it isn't just the one street in Marguerite, if that's possible, Chair. Thank you.
Yep, that's right. Okay, moving on to item number 6 on the agenda, Minister of the Economy, Regeneration and Tourism. We'll go through bureaucracy, pages 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, and page 6. Could I have a proposer and a seconder, please? Proposed Councillor Rann, seconded Councillor Lee Surgeon. Any matters arising, Councillor Hannah?
Chair, on page 4, the item on the Ulster, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, is it Flay or Flah? Flah.
Chair, just that item was held in closed session, so.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about money.
If it was an item held in closed session, we should really go into closed session.
I'm not mentioning money.
Okay, Councillor Hannah, if there's. Close session? Yeah, we'll go into close session.
No.
Okay. Councillor Hannah?
Can you let me go ahead?
As long as you don't discuss any financial and. Financial matters.
But can I refer to it then?
Yeah.
You can get in the closed session then. See.
Okay, Councillor Hannah, thank you. We vote on the closed session, show of hands.
No, proposal and seconder.
Proposal and seconder, sorry, my apologies. Proposed by Councillor Hannah. Seconded by Councillor Murphy. Show of hands. It's okay, yeah. Pardon me. Okay. Whilst in closed session, a discussion was held regarding ERT 128 2025. The minutes presented were agreed. Any other matters raised from item number 7 on the agenda? Or 7-6, sorry. Councillor Byrne?
Page 2 on ERT.
Yeah.
It's a question around the revitalisation project. I understand it's through the Local Economic Partnership Action Plan that we're working, Connor. On this, but I had a meeting on Saturday morning with two businesses from Cross Midland who had the graphic that was put up on social media about the LEP up to £200,000 for bringing vacant and derelict buildings back into business use, and very excited about it. The two projects combined were between £800,000 and £900,000 to spend that they were going to put in, one of them £600,000 spend. So they were very keen to apply for it, and the more when looking into it, it's not, Cross Midland is not one of the areas. Not in the first tranche, and not that I can see from the ERT papers, even in the third one. Is that a decision that's made with the LEP? I know when we launched LEP, we were very excited when Minister Murphy came down to the Wynn Industrial Estate, but the level of money that we did get, and consequently Minister Archibald. But we have an expectation out there from people. So I want to be clear with people going forward. If there is certain areas, and I understand that our urban centres are Downpatrick and Newry, Warren Point isn't even there, and there's a lot of derelict and dilapidated buildings along the shorefront. So if I get more information on that, and you know, if we don't have it now, even to engage with the LEP and find out if we're getting areas added onto it.
Chair, I can maybe clear that up. There's maybe a bit of confusion in that messaging. The revitalisation grant to bring derelict properties back into use doesn't have any specific, it's district council-wide. The pieces of work that include Newton Hamilton, St. Phil, I think, or Ballinahinch, Patrick, that's for exercises to do an audit of derelict and vacant properties just to inform the LEP around what the scale of the issue is and the scale of the problem. But the grants are open to every business across all the geography of the district.
Good. Chair, just on that then, if we could update comms on that, because I wouldn't like to see business not applying because they feel that their area isn't included. And also, if we have any date for the criteria around the funding, it's very generic, the heading and the amount up to, but some businesses are trying to get the hook ready to put the hat on, so they want more information as well.
Yeah, I anticipate that the funding will probably be released in the April-May time. We're currently working through the action plan. We've appointed new staff into roles. They'll be starting soon, and their task will be to develop the application forms and the process and the criteria. So there will be new and updated messaging going out on the back of the new resource coming on board to deliver on them action plans.
Thank you. Any other matters arising? No. Moving on to item number 7 of the agenda, this is the Minister's Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee meeting held on Thursday, 7th of December 2025. With room for accuracy, pages 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7. Can I have a proposer and a seconder, please?
So proposed.
Councillor Andrews, seconder. Councillor McAteer. Any matters arising? Mr. Andrews, you do not sit in the SPNR committee. SPNR. Councillor Riley. Opposed. And Councillor McAteer, second. Okay. Any matters arising? Councillor Truesdale.
Thanks, Chair. It was just on the foreloading items, the planning updates foreloading. Councillor Byrne had requested a report be brought back in January on the resource implications of the reserve list to assess whether additional staff could be recruited into the planning department. Apparently this wasn't a doable time frame, January. Can I ask if this engagement will still take place? Because even though all the planners, when they're getting back to me, they're extremely professional, courteous, etc. But I'm receiving a lot of correspondence from disgruntled applicants and those concerned about a lack of enforcement over certain planning issues. So will there be some sort of engagement happening, and will it happen before the publication of the draft plan strategy of the local area development? Thank you.
Okay.
Chair, I think that comment was specific to the appointment of higher level apprenticeships within planning. It was to bring back a report around whether we were able to appoint more than one. We had three successful candidates we have awarded and two have accepted, and we hope that they'll be starting before the end of this month. As higher level apprenticeships, because the course starts, I think, the 27th of January. So we hope we've moved forward on that, and we have engaged with the applicants, and that's the latest update.
Mr. Burke.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I just had 2 points. That actually was one of the points, just to have that updated in the minutes, that it was about the higher level apprenticeships, because when you read it, it looks like we've got a reserve list for planning. And I think in the minutes, going on record, that should be updated. On page 2, just maybe for Marie, any update? I know we said before Christmas that it'd be January before we had an update on the recruitment for Director of Corporate Services. Any update on that? And is the group that will sit on the assessment panel, is that still going to be agreed through early group leader?
Sure, I will be reaching out over the coming days regarding the recruitment panel, and we are anticipating advertisement hopefully on the week ending or 30th of January, so the end of this month. So.
Okay. Any other matters arising? Okay. Moving on to item number 8 on the agenda, which is the minutes of the Active Healthy Communities meeting on the 15th of December. Read through for accuracy, pages 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Can I propose a seconder, please? Propose, Councillor. Seconder. Councillor Jackson, any matters arising? No? Okay. Moving on to item number 9 of Minister of Sustainability and Environment Committee, held on the 17th of December. Three for accuracy, pages 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5. Can I have a proposer and a seconder, please?
Thermal.
Councillor Riley, a seconder. Councillor Andrews, any matters arising? Councillor Lewis?
Yeah, sure. It was just to note there, I know that Sinead's not here, but could we take a look at the way that the Sleeve Crew Christmas collection calendars are done?
on the alternative collection dates, it was saying that if your bin's in the down area, they leave it out on a certain date. If it's in the newer area, they leave it out on a certain date. If you live within Kilkeel or down Padraig, that's a relatively simple thing to understand. There are homes in Slieve Croob where they fall into the old Banbridge district area. They have no way of knowing if they are down or near east side, so they left their bins out on the wrong alternative collection date, just to see if there's a more streamlined or easier process for to explain that to his residents, and just to really understand that sort of old makeup there that Steve Croop does fall into sort of the old down area, the Banbridge area, and the old Newry area there as well. Thank you.
Councillor Riley.
Yeah, Chairman, it was just on that bins issue. I'm sorry Sinead's not here, and I'd pass on my sincere condolences to her on the loss of a family member. Chairman, we were under the impression that all the sticky labels were ready to go out on the bins in the run-up to Christmas, but unfortunately that didn't happen. And then people were just totally in the dark as to what their collection day was. And hopefully we've learned lessons, Chairman. I'm not going to condemn anybody or complain, but certainly a lot of people were confused about it. Chairman, there's also the issue of, I had mentioned about the way that motorised vehicles, quads and scramblers, whatever, were destroying the flora at the beaches in around Kilkeel. And unfortunately, the council wasn't able to do anything at that time. I mentioned it through this committee with Sinead, and we were going to hopefully work on it. But that last big southwesterly storm just completely wiped out maybe 5-6 yards of the beachfront. But, Chairman, can I just say that as a council, we have approximately 150 miles of some of the most beautiful coastline in the country. Unfortunately, our coast has taken a terrible hammering over the past few months with high tides accompanied by near hurricane-force southwesterly storms, which are the absolute worst combination in terms of damage to our coastline. Unfortunately, we have no statutory agency tasked with maintaining our coastal facilities, and we have to pay for repairs through our own ratepayer, whereas in England, coastal defence funding comes primarily from government central investment, currently at a record £10.5 billion for floods.
Where is this in the minutes of the SPA?
I'm nearly finished.
I know, but it's not relevant to the committee.
It's on this section of the... It's on this thing. Okay. Because, Chairman, if I don't raise it tonight, when am I going to get a chance to raise it? I would beg your indulgence. It's only a couple of more lines to go.
Councillor Riley, this isn't in the committee meeting.
It's to do with this committee, and it's part of the business of the committee.
Chair, if you talk to Councillor Riley, if you talk to Sinead, pre the committee, she can table an item on the committee regarding that.
It's just here where we could get funding. This council's not interested. It's just typical of the way this council operates.
If you want to share that information with me, Councillor Riley.
Okay, moving on, Councillor Hannah.
Just here on the bin collections over Christmas, I think to be quite honest with you, I asked Sinead at the last meeting, sir, that was she ready? Obviously was not. No stickers in the morning anyway. None. Bins messed all over the place. Didn't do a housing estate, but we do about 3/4 of it. Missed the rest of it. We had road, put houses on it, and then they skipped houses so that no idea what way they're operating whatsoever. So it's just anything that Sinead said pretty much fails. And Alan sort of hinted at it there earlier on. The Mastin, I believe, was poor, so it was to put it out that Newry and Valley Ward were to be left at the Yaller and the down area was to be left at different days. I know in my area it was the Saturday before Christmas to replace Christmas Day, so it was the Mastin, everybody pretty much left their bins out on the Monday. Unclear messaging, this really was poor to say the least. And then just the Newry and Hollywood, I suppose everybody assumed up there that Newry and South Armagh went to get, but just down our way, it's been a bit of a fiasco. And I know it's sad there, Nate has a death in the family, but I want that taken up. So there's one other slight thing there, just, and I'm on a raise, Chair, if you don't mind me and give me indulgence. I know Long Harbour, the pier is now partially collapsed into the sea, so it has. What they call the South Pier, so this is the one that takes the abuse that there's for many Easterlies or something.
Councillor Hannah, I'm coming in high on this. Councillor Hannah, this is not in the committee minutes.
It's not in the minutes, but all I'm doing is...
Councillor Hannah, this is not in the committee minutes. It is, if there's something that you need to raise with the relevant officer.
I have raised with the relevant officer, yeah, and he's making no effort on it.
It's not for this point to raise this matter.
You can't raise it in full country.
We're looking at the minutes. Councillor, ready? Refrain.
Chair.
Councillor Riley.
Chair, in relation to the matter raised regarding the bins, I have been liaising obviously with Sinead Fainer as well, and there is work ongoing in relation to catch up. There was some difficulties, I think, due to weather as well. They will be bringing a review detail back to the S&E committee, and that hopefully should be tabled in January, so that will deal with the matters that have been raised.
Chair, I wasn't talking about the bad weather, I was just talking about the bin collections in general.
Okay. Moving on to item number 10 on the agenda. Planning section?
No.
Nothing to report. Okay. Item number 11 is correspondence. Go ahead.
No, we're still. I'm looking to get into the planning here.
Okay, Councillor Hannah.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Just on that there, lately there, I've noticed there there's, and JRs, the Council has conceded on a number of them, so they have. But I have some records on what actually has been conceded on with JRs and one thing or another. Just I happened to be down in Belfast one day over Christmas there, and there's a gentleman came over to me and said there that he had a JR. And the council was conceding on it. Is this a common practice? Because I know a few others that the council seems to cave in on very quickly. So they, if anybody takes a JR against the council at all, could I have some information over the last few years of how many council JRs there has been and what the results of them have been?
Yeah, Chair. I'll ask the officers to table that through the planning committee. And just to say, the council don't cave on JRs. They seek legal advice and take any legal advice as relevant in relation to judicial reviews.
Thank you. Okay. Item number 11, kind of a correspondence report from a proposer and a seconder. Proposed Councillor Quinn, second Councillor Hardy. Any matters arising? Councillor Hardy?
I just wanted to come in on 11.1. We've correspondence from Derry and Strabane District Council regarding a successful motion they have passed in support of the Palestine Action Hunger Strikers. I think this is an extremely crucial and urgent motion that they've passed, and I'd like to see it passed in councils across Ireland, particularly given our history here with hunger strikes going right back to Terence McSweeney. I want to commend the Derry and Strabane Council for their motion. I think it's important that when people look at this motion and look at the issue of the hunger strikers, that they don't fall back into the silos we have around the genocide in Gaza, whether you're pro or anti-genocide. whenever you're looking at the issue of the hunger strikers, people need to examine what their actual demands are. And the demands of the hunger strikers aren't for special treatment, aren't to be released, aren't for any charges to be dropped. They are English citizens asking for the fair application of English law to them. So if you look at the five demands of the hunger strikers, one of the demands is for immediate bail. Now, that's not special treatment. England has custody time limits that require that cases be seen within 6 months. Some of these prisoners have already been held on remand for over a year, and their cases aren't due to come up for another 6 months, by which time it will be more than three times above the required legal custody time limit in England. Another of their demands is for the shutting down of ELBIT systems in England. Again, that's not an exceptional demand. That's asking for the application of the law. ELBIT systems... ELBIT systems...
Bringing from coming in on this, you will respect the delegates, and you will respect your fellow councillors, you will respect your fellow councillors, you will respect me as chair, and you will respect the decisions made within this chamber. Councillor Riley, clearly you're not showing that in the level of language that you're using towards it. Councillor Hardy is coming in, this corresponds. Councillor Riley.
ELBIT systems develops drones and other technology used in the genocide in Gaza. The British government is a party to the Genocide Convention. They are legally required not to permit the production or supply of any materials to be used in genocide. So again, I would remind people, whenever we're discussing the issue specifically of the hunger strikers, that their demands are for the fair and consistent application of English law. So I would commend the Council for their motion. And I would propose tonight that we echo the sentiments of the Derry and Strabane motion, and furthermore that we write to the British government, and in particular to the British Justice Secretary David Lammy, and we write to MP David Lammy. We outline our deep concern at the condition of the hunger strikers, at the treatment of the hunger strikers, and we urge him to engage urgently with their legal representatives to find a way out of this situation before somebody's life is lost. That's my proposal.
The seconder for that proposal, Councillor Hardy. Seconder for that proposal. Seconder for Councillor King. I remind every councillor within this chamber to respect the rules of the chamber. Come in and speak when you're meant to speak. Get yourself into the queue system when we have the opportunity. Get yourself into the queue system if you have the opportunity to speak. We will respect everybody within their chamber. We will respect the rights and views and opinions. Mr. Feehan.
Yes, Chair, thank you. I was hoping to come in on 11.2. So it's just basically to acknowledge the response from the Irish Minister of Health. And
Mr. Feehan, if you're going to need to deal with item the proposal that Councillor Hardy has raised. So we have a proposal in front of us. Four. Request.
Same item.
Is the same item, Councillor Byrne? You want to speak?
11.3.
Anybody seeking to speak on 11.1? Councillor Taylor and Councillor Byrne? Sorry, Taylor. David, sorry, we're just getting... Councillor Byrne first, and then Councillor Taylor afterwards.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. And the SDLP group will be supporting both what is written in the correspondence and proposal that's come from Councillor Herty. I think Councillor Herty makes extremely valid points. You know, if we put... the support from this council over the last number of years to stand in solidarity with people of Palestine and Gaza and the West Bank. I mean, we've been consistent, but putting that to one side, this is an issue of human rights and protecting life and ensuring that those that are under state custody have access to medical care and ensuring that their lives are protected and their human rights are not infringed. And I suppose the criticism Claire Hanna had spoke directly to the Justice Minister, David Lammy, on this. And we supported John McDonald's early day motion as well to keep the issue on the UK
government's agenda. We have to be vocal on this. And I'm glad that Derry City and Strabane Council has decided to write out to all councils, for all the councils in the north, to write to the Justice Minister and to the UK Government. But I also think, I suppose I'll say it in commentary rather than making a proposal, because I want us to be together on this, that we should engage and write to our Deputy First Minister and our First Minister, because as a government centrally and as a government locally, we should all be putting pressure on the UK Government. I suppose the criticism around the Justice Minister is it is his role to protect the lives of people that are in custody in the UK and making sure that they have all the access to medical care and to protect their lives while they're being imprisoned. I'll not go into the detail of I'll not go into the detail around why they've been arrested and why they have embarked on a hunger strike, which has now reached a life-threatening stage. But I just want to put on record that the SDLP have been clear in opposing the proscription of Palestine Action as a terrorist organisation, and we will be committed to standing with the Palestinian people and happy to support fully Councillor Herty's motion.
Thank you, Councillor Byrne. Councillor Taylor?
Yeah, Chair. Well, obviously, I will be supporting the proposal, but I suppose the question is, where does that render the emergency motion that has been proposed? Because we're in a situation where really this matter has been discussed. So I wouldn't like to think that we're going to go through a process again of discussing this whenever we're already outlining our positions on this matter. And it is a matter of concern because we have discussed issues relevant to the Middle East. And I know this is across the water, obviously, in terms of the prisoners that are in there at this moment in time. But I am concerned that we do have a situation here at this moment in time where local representatives are trying to raise local issues and can't get those matters discussed, but we continue to discuss matters relevant to international issues. I'm worried of that, how that looks as a council. We will have no authority with the Justice Minister will make his decision on this in due course, I'm sure. And our Uriah Moran Council will not add any pressure to that, I don't believe. Councillors are entitled to bring forward what they want to, but I am concerned, as I say, we're in a situation where we are, particularly one of the issues that seems to be pretty serious, actually, in terms of Anlong Harbour, where we can't raise that issue, but we're discussing issues relevant to, you know, other matters that aren't relevant to this district. It's not about, this isn't about growing up, this is about talking about real issues. We're talking about this matter all the time, and the positions are never going to change on it. And this wasn't on the agenda either, in terms of the emergency motion. It was brought forward tonight. The emergency motion.
We will seek the clarity, and as you reference, Councillor Riley and Councillor Hannah, we have processes within council. They were bringing up issues that were not within the minutes of the meeting that we were looking. We were after matters arising from that meeting. The issues that were brought up were not a matter arising from that meeting. That is the processes we follow within council.
You're displaying political bias. It could be subconsciously, but you are displaying political bias. I'm really disappointed.
Okay. In relation to the emergency motion, I'll be up to Councillor Hardy to decide if he wants to emergency motion. And we will discuss it under the notice of motion. We have proposed and thought of us for Councillor Hardy's response to the correspondence. So those four? Those against? Any abstentions? Okay. Proposal passes. Councillor Hardy?
That proposal has passed. The substantive part of the emergency motion was to write to the British Government and the British Justice Secretary. So, given that that proposal has passed, I'm content to withdraw the emergency motion for this evening.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Hardy. Okay, moving on to item number. Sorry, is there any other matters raising of the correspondence?
Yeah,
Councillor Keane.
Thanks very much, Chair. So, I was hoping to speak to item 11.2, and it's in relation to the notice of motion that I had moved previously in relation to access to QRT cell therapy. So Obviously, you'll remember at the time I had raised that on behalf of the family of Catherine Sherry, who was diagnosed with blood cancer, was receiving treatment in London, and unfortunately passed away, not necessarily due to the illness that she had, but because of the travel that she had to endure to access the treatment that she needed. So I do welcome the vast majority of the content contained within the response that we've gotten from the Department of Health in the Republic. Really welcome the fact that they're acknowledging that when it comes to healthcare and the delivery of healthcare, North-South cooperation makes sense. But I just feel that the response isn't really addressing the key point that we had raised at the time and that I had hoped to raise in bringing the motion forward, which was to seek access or for the Irish Department of Health to facilitate access for blood cancer patients in the Republic to save them having to go to London or Manchester or places in England. So I was hoping to propose, Chair, this evening that we write back to the Minister for Health in the Republic to seek that clarity around capacity in the Republic and whether it is possible to facilitate the reception of patients in the North who need access to that treatment. And in addition, just because it's on the agenda, I would like to propose that we write to the Minister for Health in the North to request an update on the progress of facilitating treatment in Belfast, which is what he had said in his response. So that's a proposal. Thank you.
I'll second that, Chair.
Councillor Devlin.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. My comments in respect of item 11.3 and the response back in respect of the motion that was tabled. I suppose, like everybody in this chamber, we regularly meet with DFI, whether that be through the formal structures of this council, whether it's a presentation to council or the DEA clinics. And I know, I suppose, every councillor again, right across the board, on a regular basis, a week wouldn't go by where I'm not in touch with one of the DFI officials. And I want to put on record my absolute thanks to them for the work that they're doing in a really, really stretched and difficult budgetary environment. I completely get that. But if we go back to the notice of motion that was tabled last September, and that wasn't calling to meet with officials, it was calling for long-term repair of a vital route in and out of Mourne. And the request of the council was directed to the minister. And I know if we were to meet the officials, I could actually probably script what's going to be said at that meeting. And I mean that with the greatest respect. As I said before, they do a really good job, but they're following DFI policy. I know then when the minister's reply came back in November, one of my Mourne's colleagues actually proposed to meet with the minister, not with officials. So I suppose what I'm saying this evening, Chair, would be I propose that maybe we politely respond to that email, declining the meeting with officials as something that we can arrange ourselves at any time, you know, if we so wish. But the meeting needs to be with the minister. It was about the A2, and has been said before, this is a road like no other. When something goes wrong here, you know, the people of Mourne are isolated and completely cut off. And again, it would be the minister we like to meet from a policy perspective. Chair, so that would be my proposal this evening.
Mr. Hannah, second. Everybody in agreement? Yep. Okay. Councillor Rice?
Yep, no, Chair, it's just to request with officials that if there is a meeting to be held, it can be held in the afternoon. Sometimes these meetings are held early in the morning and difficult when you're working to make them, so it's an important meeting that all Mourne's councillors will want to be there in attendance.
Okay. Mr. Truesdale?
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to say the same. The officials are absolutely fantastic. Talk to them every day, nearly, it feels like, and they're all very good, and I concur with Councillor Devlin. I know that the same responses would come back, so I'd like assurance that it's the Minister that it's an appearance. Thank you.
Councillor Reilly.
Somebody up. Chairman, it was just on 11.2, the issue of health treatment. And Chairman, it was brought to my attention after the last debate, the very lengthy debate that we had, that we all supported, that we should not try, or we should not give the impression that seeking medical treatment in UK mainland is bad for people, because that was picked up on, that because it was pointed out that this lady would have survived if she had got treatment in Dublin rather than going to England. And it's very important that people out there who have the opportunity to get medical treatment are not put off by what they read in the council to go to UK mainland for treatment. If they can get it there, 99 times out of 100, I'm sure it's perfectly good. So it's just important to make that point clear, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Rennie. Any other matters arising? Okay, moving on to item number 12 on the agenda, which is notice of motion and understanding order 16.1.6. It'll be going to committee. Councillor King, would you like to read your motion and inform us as to second it?
Sure, thank you. The motion will be seconded by Councillor Aidan Mathers. And the motion reads that this council recognises the ongoing issue of illegal dumping across our district and the associated environmental, health and financial costs. We note the recent steps taken by Louth County Council to introduce solar-powered CCTV cameras as part of their anti-dumping strategy and believe similar measures should be explored locally. Therefore, this council will investigate the feasibility of deploying solar-powered CCTV at known dumping hotspots within Newry, Mourne, Down and South Armagh, engage with Louth County Council to learn from their approach and bring forward a report detailing potential location costs, funding options and legal considerations with a view to implementing this as part of a wider anti-dumping initiative. So furthermore, this council will write to the Deira Minister requesting information on all available support and funding for such measures to tackle illegal dumping effectively across this district. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor King. I just want to welcome as well, sorry, my apologies at the start of the meeting, I should have said, welcome to Councillor Niall Lawler, who replaces Leanne McAvoy here within Council. You're very welcome, Niall, and look to the future ahead. So, sorry, Mr. Hardy, you have withdrawn your emergency notice of motion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone. See you, folks.